Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening. Hallelujah and welcome. Thank you for being with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies this evening. Yoku Sheba Ekurabaka. Father, we cover ourselves and our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let your fire surround us, O God, and protect us from all destruction. Let the angels of the Lord encamp around us and protect us, O God. Let your glory be covering, be our covering and protect our backs. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, hold us up and we will be safe. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that the name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it and we are safe. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for making us to dwell in safety and in peace. Set us in safety from them who puff at us, O God. Let us dwell in our land safely. In the name of Jesus, lead us safely, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies, O God. Let us lie down and rest in safety. We will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye, O God, and hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. And, Father, I thank you that we're trusting in you like never before in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you that we are the apple of your eye and you are hiding us under the shadow of your wings. I thank you, Father God, that we trust in the covert of your wings, in the shadow of your wings where we trust, O God. Oh, Father God, be our covert from the storm and the rain. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest. Cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand, O God. In the name of Jesus, cover us, O God, with your feathers, O God. Oh, Father God, be our defense and our refuge. In the mighty name of Jesus, defend and deliver us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be our defense. In the name of Jesus, defend us from those who rise up against us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are our shield and our hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. O Lord, let your truth be our shield. Lord, you are our sun and our shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. In Jesus' name, I thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do for us, O God. I thank you that we will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are our shield for us, O God. You are a strong tower from the enemy. And, Father, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus for blessing us and keeping us. Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Make us, Yoko Shebaka, let us be satisfied with favor and fill us with your blessings, O God. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives. Give us revelation and let us be blessed in the name of Jesus. Let us be blessed going in, blessed coming out, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that I ask you to let all of our generations, oh, Father God, call us blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we are your sons and your daughters, and we are blessed of you. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. I thank you that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you load us up daily with your benefits, and we have chosen you as our God, and we are blessed. I thank you that our seed is blessed, oh God, and our seed is blessed, oh God. Let us inherit the land. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we are part of a holy nation, and we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning. Lord, let your presence bless our lives in Jesus' name. We drink of the cup of blessings in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us, O God, and cause your face to shine upon us that your way may be known upon the earth and your saving help among the nations. Let our land yield increase and let the ends of the earth fear you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let us receive extraordinary favor in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you and bless you today. You know, God is calling our children out of darkness into his light. The right way That's where he's calling our children, the righteous way, the holy way. Jesus said in Matthew 19:14, let the children come to me. Do not stop them. I am drawing them. Do not stop them. Thinking they have forever, let them come to me. Do not hinder them by your godly way, by your ungodly ways. Let them come to me. They are a part of my kingdom, just like you. I included them when I told you in the Garden of Eden to be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth with children. They bring my anointing into your household. You train them up in the way that they should go. You teach. From the time they get up, you teach them until the time they go to bed. Before you prepare them for bed, make sure you are praying over them. Pray over them in the morning. In the morning, Deuteronomy says, Deuteronomy 6:1-29 says, let's talk about the commandment, the statutes, and the judgment, which the Lord our God commanded us to teach, to observe, and to follow, and to do them, so we may fear, reverence our God. Show us his holy respect, honorable respect, greater than we show the highest earthly authority, the president, the rulers in other nations, kings and queens and leaders. Show God more honor than we show great leaders of the world, all over the world. Then teach our children God's commandments, statutes, and judgments, as well as how to revere and honor our God. Well, I want to give a shout out to some people today who may be listening. You know what? God has a mighty plan for us, and I want to give a shout out to my children if they're listening, London and Taylor and their mom, Sharkeisha, and their dad, Roger. If they're listening, I'm giving a shout out. I love you. I want to give a shout out to Pastor Connie. I love you. Brother David Emmanuel, to tell you I love you and your family. And Evangelist Lynette Roebuck, I'm giving a shout out. Hallelujah. I praise, thank God for you, and let the blessings of the Lord run you down and take you over. Well, I'm saying show God more honor than we show great leaders all over the world. Then teach our children God's commandments, statutes, and judgments, as well as how to revere God and honor him. So these things will be in the heart, in our hearts, and in our children's hearts, and in our grandchildren's hearts, and in our great-grandchildren's hearts, and every generation. God wants us, according to Romans 12:1, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to him, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. That's the least that we can do. You know, he gave everything to us. He gave his only child, Jesus, who sacrificed himself to redeem us from the sin so we could have eternal life. So God says in Romans 12:1, that he he wants us to live holy and not to follow the world's ways, but he wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we may prove what is good and acceptable will of God. And we must teach our children the same way from the time they get up until the time they go to bed, God's word and his ways. You can continue with Ephesians 6:1-4, teaching them how to live long lives, how to obey us as parents, grandparents, spiritual parents in the Lord, for this is right, and the first commandment with promise that things may be well with our children so they can live long upon the earth. Remember, Father, the word says we must not provoke. That means to incite our children to anger, say things that would incite negative, you know, or negative in them, or statements that are negative, putting them down instead of building them up and encouraging them. There's so much you can say to encourage them rather than to put them down. So build your children up. We want our children to grow and develop godly characters, godly characteristics. We can stop their growth so that they become handicapped, stunted emotionally in their growth. We want our children to be able to mature. The word says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I spoke the language of children. I understood like children understand on that level. I thought the way my mind processed things on a child's level. I thought the way children think. But when I grew up and I became an adult, I no longer spoke like children speak. I no longer understood on the level children understand. I became fully matured. I stopped acting like children act, and I started acting like an adult. God is calling our children to higher levels than he called us. Observe today's generation. They are much more advanced in electronic knowledge than we were at that age, than they are now. You know, they know how to not only operate computers, cell phones, electronic games, iPods. They can also fix them and show us how to operate them. Their level of music supersedes our level of music. They not only sing, they can write, create, and produce and sing songs that are very prophetic, anointing, and after God's heart. They are seeking after God everywhere. I remember going to something a few years ago in Montgomery, Alabama, called The Call. And I mean, it was over 12,000 people there, but most of them were children. They were praising the Lord like never before. They were lifting holy hands. They were singing, they were dancing dances before the Lord. I mean, they were really giving high praise to God. And so, you know, our children are able to travel in and out the United States of America. They are, you know, as experienced travelers, they communicate in other languages. They speak to God in their holy language. They communicate with God in the secret place and in the marketplace. They started as babies, loving God, paying attention to him. They heard God's voice as babies. They came here saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. The first words out of their mouth was Jesus. Then later, they started saying, Daddy, Mommy, that was next. They prophesy with precision, and they do not miss any prayer targets they're praying for. They are warriors in the Spirit. They know their God. They only hear God's voice. They are intimate with God, and they are obedient to him. They realize they are in a spiritual battle and that their weapons are not guns, knives, chains, swords, and so on. They are dressed for battle with their whole armor. They keep their helmet of salvation on to protect their brain from being harmed, their thought life. They keep their minds and their thoughts on Jesus, their commander of their army. They have on the breastplate of righteousness. Their hearts are guarded and protected. They have on the belt of truth. Excuse me, they speak truth. Their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Their feet are pointed in the direction God sends them to preach the word. Jehovah Shalom is keeping them at peace. They have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the word of God, which is written in their hearts, so they will not sin against God. They have the shield of faith in the other hand, and their faith is driving them to trust and believe in God. And they're trusting in God like never before. You ask a child something, I'll tell you what, they'll say, oh, it can be done. I could do it. Even a two-year-old, they don't want you to do it for them. They say, I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. And they'll try, even though they may not. They'll try very hard. So our children have much more faith. Their faith level is sometimes above ours. You know, sometimes we give up. They say, oh, wait, I'll fix this here for you, Mom. I'll fix this for you, Daddy. And you look in amazement. How did they know? They have the Spirit of God on the inside of them, and he's teaching them, oh, my God, from his holy throne room. He's teaching them like never before. When you thinking they sleep, oh, they in the secret place now. They watching TV. You thinking that they really watching it? No. Their mind is on Jesus. You call them and see if they answer you. They're in the secret place with the Lord. They're keeping their mind stayed on God. They know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. They know those scriptures because many of them have heard the word of God since they were babies in the crib. I remember I was going to a church and I said to this young woman, I said, do you lay hands and pray for your baby every day? She said, well, no, I ain't know. I pray for myself, and I thought that was covering my baby. I said, oh, no. Every day you lay hands on your body, where your baby is, your unborn baby. And as your baby grow and develop, you pray for that baby. You pray for safety. You pray for protection. You pray for the baby to have the Spirit of God on the inside of them. And then you pray according to how God leads you. So I want to tell you today, I really thank God for each of you. I am blessed to have you on with me. I just want to say like a little short prayer for us this evening. And then I'm going to go into the message that God has given me to bring forth. Lord, you are a mighty God. You are a great God in the heavens and in the earth. You rule and you reign. Have your way today on boys to men and girls to ladies like never before. Oh, Father God, we come to bless you this evening. You are mighty and you're an awesome God. You are the most powerful God. And Lord, you are mighty in power and strength. Lord, I thank you. As I intercede for the families on boys to men, girls to ladies today, for the fathers, for the mothers and the children, even the unborn babies that will be born today or this month or this year, I lift them up before you, Father, and I thank you for safety. I thank you for protection. I thank you for guidance, oh God. And, Father, I lift up the babies from birth to the young adults, oh God, even those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus who are in the mother's belly. I lift them up before you now, and I claim them for your kingdom. I plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. I bind a backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. And, Father, I thank you that our families are protected and safe in you. I bind up every generational curse that would try to come up upon our children through the bloodline. I cut them off at the root. I uproot them right now, and I send the fire of God against them in Jesus' name. I thank you that our children have a new bloodline. They are in your bloodline, oh Jesus. I thank you, Father, that your blood is running through their veins, and they have pure, holy blood in Jesus' name. Their blood is purified by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that our children know their God, and they call on you in the morning. They call on you in the noontime. They call on you at night. They pray three times a day like Daniel or more in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that they are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because they will shout Jesus from the rooftop. They will shout Jesus in the classroom. They'll call on you, Lord God, when they're taking a test. They'll call on you, Lord God, when they're walking home from school or in the morning. And, Father God, I decree and declare, and I prophesy that our children will not have to go to school in the dark, that they will go to school in the light hours, and they will not have to come home in the dark in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for you setting the time when our children need to go to school and when they need to come home in Jesus' name. And I thank you that the school board will follow your rule, your plans, and I thank you that the number one subject will be Jesus. The number one subject will be the Word of God, and academics will be secondary in our schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that our children are already 10 times smarter than their friends like Daniel and his friends, oh God. They know your Koshe Baka, who their God is, and they call on you continuously. They are interceding in the name of Jesus on the streets. They are interceding in their homes. They are interceding in the classroom, in the lunchroom, in the school bathroom. They are interceding on the playgrounds. They are praying for their teachers. They are praying for the school board. Our children are praying, Father God, for safety, for protection. For they are praying for the principals, the administrators, the faculty and staff of their school, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that nothing by any means will harm our children. They are in a safe place in you, and they are protected by you. They are obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for the fathers and mothers today bringing up our children, training them in the way that they should go. We bless you, Most High. We honor you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Truly, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are providing everything we need. I thank you that our dry season is over, and we have everything that we need, oh God, in a superabundant supply. We are lenders and not borrowers. We are the head and not the tail, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that we do great and mighty exploits in your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, today our message is called, Are You a Part of the Joshua Generation? Are you a part of the Joshua Generation? What is the Joshua Generation? The Joshua Generation is a group of young people who want God. They desire him more than their necessary food. They thirst for God. They are faithful and loyal to their God. They carry out his assignment. Every assignment they give that God gives them, they carry out these assignments. In Joshua 1:9, I'm going to read it to you from a version of the Bible that I really like. So be patient as I read it to you. After the death, Joshua 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through verse 9. And it says, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord said to Moses' assistant, Joshua, who was the son of Nun, my servant Moses is dead, God said. Now you and all these people must cross the Jordan into the land I'm going to give the people of Israel. I will give you every place on which you set your feet, as I promised Moses. Your borders will be the desert on the south, nearby Lebanon to the Euphrates River, the country of the Hittites on the north, the Mediterranean Sea on the west. No one will be able to oppose you successfully as long as you live. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will never neglect you or abandon you. Be strong, Joshua, and courageous, because you will help these people take possession of the land I swore to give their ancestors. Only be strong and very courageous, faithfully doing everything in the teachings that my servant Moses commanded you. Don't turn away from them. Then you will succeed wherever you go. Never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day so that you will faithfully do everything written in them. Only then will you prosper and succeed. I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And you know, that's for our children. God is raising up a generation who is fearless, because their strength and courage come from God. They are soldiers in God's army. God's army of Joshua soldiers are being trained by God daily in the secret place. When they shut up in their rooms, sometimes they're in the secret place. When they go in the marketplace can be their school where they attend. They intercede. They pray for people, everyone in the school. Even secretly, they're praying. They are like the Secret Service, FBI, for God. God is using them. Just like God told Joshua, the son of Nun, he could be calling your sons. He could be calling your daughters to rise up early and pray, intercede, and stand in the gap for other children, for the school board, for the administration, for the principals, faculty, and staff, and for all, most of all, the children to possess the land so that the murderers, the drug dealers can stop the molestation, the rapes, the kidnapping, and the suicide of our children can stop. This Joshua generation, these young people are not known to us by the natural eye, but by our spiritual eyes. This Joshua generation are not farsighted. They're not nearsighted. They're not cross-eyed in the spirit. God has given them sharp vision, like an eagle in the spirit. 20/20 vision in the natural and perfect vision in the spirit. They see the enemy afar off, and they send the fire of God against every enemy. They are warriors like David. They kill their spiritual lions, bears, and Goliath, and cut their heads off. They are protected by God when they go into the enemy's camp. They take by force everything that the devil stole from them. The devil has to give it back 7 times. Like Joshua, no one will be able to oppose them and win. This Joshua generation will always win over their enemies because God is with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God will never neglect them, and he certainly will not abandon them. And you've heard it where God will never leave you nor forsake you, but it's the same thing. He won't neglect our children, and he won't abandon them. He has already trained them to be strong and courageous in his army, the Lord's army. You heard that song? I'm in the Lord's army. Well, if London and her sister Taylor are listening, London and I used to sing that song. I'm in the Lord's army. I may never ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery, but I'm in the Lord's army. I may fly over the enemy. So, you know, our children are doing all of these things because God has prepared them to be strong and courageous. They help people. They take possession of their territory. And this is the area where the devil has come in with drugs. God has given them certain territories. So where the enemies come in with drugs and diseases, murder, rape, molestation, robbery, the evolution philosophy in the educational system, terrorist attacks in our schools, the Joshua generation will root these devils out and possess the land for God. These territorial demons will flee and be destroyed by the Joshua generation. This Joshua generation, they have powerful hearing. You already know, I told you, they have keen vision. Nothing wrong with their vision. They see way into the spirit like an eagle. And they also have powerful hearing, God's voice. They can hear God's voice over noise in the land. They can hear God's voice over loud music. They can hear God's voice over the sirens in the street. They can hear God's voice over the fire trucks, over the emergency vehicles. Excuse me. And after that, they take their land by force and they possess it for God. The noise will cease. It will never be no more. There are giants and obstacles in the land today that only this Joshua generation will be able to conquer. Now, let me tell you this. The Joshua generation is a mighty army for God who speak the word of God powerfully in the land. They decree and declare. They prophesy. They teach God's word in the word, and they know that it is written upon tables, the tables of their hearts. They know God's word by heart. They not only quote the word, but they live the word. They're not hypocrites. They're not hypocrites at all. They are loyal and faithful to God. They think on God's word morning, noon, and night, and faithfully do what God instructs them to do. They are faithful, loyal soldiers in the army of the Lord. And they do everything according to the word of God. God promised them they will prosper, they will succeed because they are obedient to him. God commanded the Joshua generation to be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified because the Lord your God is going to go with you wherever you go. That's what he told the Joshua generation. Yes, he did. So I'm going to pray a prayer over our children from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. Her book is called Prayers That Bring Change. And this is a mighty prayer. And the prayer is called the Next Generation Prayer. So I'm going to pray this over our children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the next generation. I bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator. I come against the spirit that will put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. I release the prayer warriors in the elementary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, and the colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, the beauty schools, and all the places of training and education. God, anoint your people to represent you in the marketplaces, Hollywood, the political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of our young people. I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation. I bind every spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The devices set against our children from the womb to college are broken. I bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes are spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. I declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that our young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down the young people. They shall shine as light on the top of the hill and draw others into your kingdom, O God. God, your word says if you be lifted up, men will be drawn to you. I decree and declare that this next generation will lift you up in the name of Jesus. I speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, be shepherds with heart to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies, and they will wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings and the anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their home shall be a place of peace. They will inhabit, inherit, and possess their land. Curses of economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. I declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come near their dwelling of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are being broken off our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, I call forth the psalmists, the musicians, the intercessors, the missionaries, the preachers, the authors, the marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, video games, and the internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and other modes of transportation for demons on the internet airways are bound. I bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, I know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but we know that the powers of the accursed thing that can flow into the lives of our children, and we say that they are broken now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, masons and shriners, skinheads and Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, the street gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influence on our young people are bound and blocked. I pull down the strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and media. The spirit of needs is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with the holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let your children be focused and steadfast in you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Well, I thank God for each of you being on with us today and listening to God's word. It is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I love each of you. God bless each of you. God loves you so much. He just commands us to love him back. He commands us to love each other like we love ourselves. He wants us to obey him. He don't want lip service. Obedience shows God that we love him. Let's praise him like never before. I love each of you. God loves you more. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you Saturday, September the 7th, this Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same call-in number, 1-619-789-4313. I love you. I'll see you soon. You sing in my life.